Hey everybody, Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I've got a couple of quick announcements. First off, I'm going to be on Creative Live at the middle of May on May 16th and 17th from 10:45 to 12:15. I'm going to be presenting two sessions during their Photoshop week. First session's on kind of organizing and figuring out your own workflow. And rather than teaching a specific workflow, we're going to talk about some of the pros and cons of various workflows and how you would decide what you're going to incorporate into your workflow. Really about problem solving to identify what needs to work in your workflow, what could be done better or worse in your workflow based on kind of what you need versus what somebody else applies. My second one is on fine art printing. So this is a 90-minute look at kind of some of the things you need to consider when you're thinking about the fine art print. We're going to cover paper, color management, print settings, some of the things you can do in Photoshop and Lightroom. So we'll cover that topic as well. So I'm really excited about both of those. If you've never done Creative Live, you basically just have to point your browser to that website. And during that week, during the actual broadcast, you can watch for free. If not, you'd have to purchase the class afterwards. But I would love for you guys to be able to tune in and catch a couple of my sessions there. Also, don't forget, I'm offering a podcast listener discount for any of my workshops. So if you use the code PODCAST10, you can actually get 10% off any of my workshops. I've got an online black and white workshop coming up here at the end of May. I also have a couple of printing ones, but there's still space available in that online black and white class. So if you're interested in participating in that, that would be great. Would love to see you there. We're going to do a lot of how you convert into black and white, understanding how what makes a significant black and white photograph. So it should be a really good class. This week, I want to talk about something that's been kind of bugging me lately. As a lot of you know, I read a lot of news, a lot of photography podcasting, a lot of photography websites. I try to keep up on the latest trends in photography, mostly for my teaching side and my education side, just so I kind of have an awareness of going on. I'm pretty locked into my own specific gear, my own specific workflow. But one of the trends I've noticed a lot is people switching gear. And so I get asked a lot if I'm ever thinking about switching my own gear. I think it's a big question. It's a big challenge if you're going to come down to switching gear, because once you're familiar and comfortable with your equipment, learning it is not just about getting some of the new benefits or some of the features that somebody else might talk about. It's about learning a whole new way of moving your fingers from muscle memory. It's about learning a whole new way of how a different system operates. So it's not just a simple, I want to change. And that got me thinking about, why would somebody want to change? What would be some of the reasons we'd want to make that switching? And I think there's only one real reason to change equipment. And I think that reason is you're attempting to solve a problem. And most of those problems can be solved without a complete overhaul of all of your equipment. If you're trying to solve the problem of compensating for the amount of light because you're shooting outdoors and you're trying to overpower the sun, the solution isn't necessarily having to go buy the highest end, latest and greatest lighting setup. You may need to have equipment that does a high speed sync or something like that, but you don't necessarily need to always upgrade to the latest thing. If you're shooting with a camera, is what you're doing really need some small additional feature? Is if you're a sports photographer, maybe those extra 2 frames a second make all the difference in the world. But if you're not a sports photographer, do you really need 20 frames per second, 18 frames per second, 12 frames per second? I see a lot of portrait photographers shooting on high speed where they're getting 12 frames a second, which is actually difficult for the model. It's difficult on the person you're having the portrait taken from because it's this rapid fire machine gun sounding device pointed at them. So I think thinking really about what you're trying to do and what problems you're trying to solve, and is it really an issue of your skill as a photographer, or is it an issue of the actual gear? I also think there's outside of that, so outside of a very specific problem you're trying to solve, that your gear in fact can't solve, which like I said is probably pretty small, I think it comes down to there's a couple of different things we're trying to do with our equipment. I think when we talk about upgrades, and we talk about getting new equipment, there's a mismatch of expectations. So our expectations aren't met. We expect the new gear to do something. We hope that it does something. We want it to be something. But then when it's not, we get upset about that because we think that gear should do something. I think this is one of the things that happens with a lot of computer equipment. It happens with Apple's iPhones. It happens with Samsung's phones. It happens with computers, the new MacBook Pro. People set unrealistic expectations of what they believe something should do. And rather than looking at the equipment, looking at the decision of, does this actually work for me? Does this actually work in my workflow? Am I more productive with it? They make a decision that it didn't meet the expectation of whatever it is. And without even trying it, they decide it's not right for them. I also think there's a certain vanity element to switching equipment. I think there's a point where we decide that it looks cooler and we look cooler to the people around us if we have the latest and greatest equipment. So if we're going to switch from, say, Canon or Nikon to Sony because Sony has some great new camera and it does a certain thing and we're really excited about it, And it's not really about solving the problem. It's not about making us a better photographer, because we're going to bring that same exact problem with us. It's just going to be on a new set of equipment. That becomes a vanity issue. And these two things are ultimately what I wanted to talk about, and how this gear switching, this gear problem, relates directly into the title issues I see with some people's photography. I think one of the biggest issues people have with their photographs is they don't do that problem solving. And I've talked about this in other podcasts. I've spent whole podcasts talking about this. But we don't ultimately solve problems. We don't figure out how to make something work. We don't apply the brain power required to really make an interesting photograph. We don't figure out how to make it our own photograph. We don't take the time to dissect and understand what needs to actually happen. So whether you're trying to figure out a lighting scenario, if you're trying to figure out how to do a time lapse, if you're trying to do a long shutter speed exposure, if you're dealing with processing an infrared, if you're dealing with whatever, you haven't taken the time to actually figure out how to address the problem you're having. And so you either give up and don't create the photograph you want, or you try to shoehorn a photograph that doesn't work into a space where you believe it does, and you sell yourself a false bill of sale that the photograph is actually significant and meaningful. But it's not, because it actually didn't solve the problem. You never fixed what was actually the underlying issue in the photograph, and that will be easily present to some other viewer of your photograph. Also, I think there's an issue of expectation with our photography. We go out expecting a certain light. We go out expecting a certain situation. We go out expecting a certain interaction with a model. We go out expecting a certain setup on a commercial job. And when it's not there, we somehow get disappointed. We somehow think it's somebody else's fault, something else's fault. But photography is really about understanding what's going on in that moment and reacting to the life in that moment so that we actually create a significant, meaningful, important photograph to ourselves and potentially to our client. What is important to us as an individual photographer is all about meeting those expectations. So if I go out with the expectations of creating a certain photograph and I don't come back with that exact photograph, I can look at my work as being not successful. But that's ultimately not the goal. The goal is to create, like I said, work that is important to us, work that we're proud of, work that is meaningful, something that holds emotional weight, spiritual weight, whatever significant weight you want to apply to it, that we create that kind of work. We're disappointed when those expectations aren't met, but I think what we can oftentimes do is adjust those expectations. We don't have to expect that the greatest photograph ever is going to be created. We don't have to expect the greatest moment to occur. We can go out and be present to those moments, and we'll find some satisfaction there. And finally, there's a vanity aspect. I think this is probably my biggest issue that I see a lot with photographers today, and it goes back to things we've talked about multiple times on this podcast around social media likes, who's looking at the photograph, who responds to the photograph, as if one person's opinion weighs more than another person's. We've talked about how you can have an informed opinion. We talked about that in the audience podcast last week. An informed audience's opinion oftentimes does weigh more than an uninformed. However, our vanity of who actually looks at our work, who likes our work, who responds to our work, I think can oftentimes lead us astray. Because at the core of every photograph is a personalized moment of connection. When you look at the photograph, when somebody else looks at the photograph, those moments of connection are important, because that's how we relate to the image. And we get somehow excited when somebody on social media who is famous or somebody who's important to us or above us in what we believe our capabilities are responds to one of our images. And that somehow that gives us a point and direction of creating more work like that. When really the vanity associated with the photograph shouldn't be attached to that. Just like the vanity shouldn't be associated with the gear. You're not a better photographer because you're shooting the latest equipment and you're shooting what's hot on social media and in the blog sphere and covered on the news outlets. That's not what makes you a great photographer. It's not what makes a great photograph. Nobody in the real world looks at a photograph and says, oh my God, that photograph's amazing because it was taken on a Sony or a Fuji or a Nikon. Only other photographers do that. And I think that's important to remember, is if your audience is other photographers, by all means, always be on the latest gear, always shoot the latest trend, always do the latest thing. But if your audience is other people, it's people who look at photography, it's people who appreciate photography, who aren't gear oriented, the vanity of what camera you shoot is immaterial. The vanity of the type of photography you shoot is immaterial. The connection that you have to the work and ultimately that audience is what's important. So getting past that vanity of somebody you think who is cool liked your work doesn't give you a direction to go in your work. So I think it's one of the interesting things is you look at your own equipment, when you look at your own gear, and if you're going to switch or going to upgrade, really think about those three things. Are you trying to solve a problem that you actually just don't want to put the effort into? You're going to buy new equipment and then chalk it up to just an equipment problem. Are you going to say that it's an expectation problem, that the gear doesn't meet your expectation or the type of photographs you don't meet your expectation? And then determine if it is vanity. Are you ultimately a sin for the issue of vanity around the equipment you shoot, the way you look when you shoot, the way the images look when they're hung on the wall, who likes the images? Because at the core, I don't think you would be a person who is creating work that was really important to you if you were stuck only in those three spots. I think you were looking at something significantly different, but it's easy to fall back into old habits. It's easy to fall back into traps. So one of the things I would encourage you to do is when you start thinking about switching gear, switching genres, switching up the way you photograph, take a good hard look at why you're really doing that. Dig deep into what are those things. And if you're falling into what I've, you know, in this podcast, have those big three traps, that's something I would think about avoiding. That was something I would think about watching. For years, you know, as a little side note, I shot a D700 camera. I still own it and I still actually shoot it. It's one of the absolute best cameras. And the reason I still shoot it is it still works. It still solves a problem that I was needing to have solved at the time I bought it. There is nothing I can't do with that camera. Now, do I like having a little faster autofocus? Do I like having the better phase points? Do I like having the larger sensor size? Do I like having a lot of different things that are on my newer cameras? Absolutely, but I still shoot that camera because at the end of the day, it was about the quality of the images that come out with that camera. And for years, every time I would bump into friends, they're like, "You're still shooting that camera?" And I'm like, that camera still does what I need it to do. I'm able to then focus on what I can do because I know the camera. I know what it's capable of. I'm able to relax and just be with the photography. I hope you can find some experience in your own photography that's like that, where you're not associated and wrapped up in those things. And just remember, the less time you spend reading about new gear, looking at social media and all that, is the more time you can actually spend behind the camera. So I hope you have a great week behind the camera. Don't forget to check out the other podcast. Don't forget to subscribe up on iTunes or Google Play. A ranking there would be really appreciated. Have a great week, and I will see you next time.